It is the Rod Arkent Show on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS, everywhere, of course, on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome back. Thanks for being with us on this chilly Thursday evening up and down the Wasatch Front. You know, it's hard to tell the difference anymore, I think, between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Mike Lee, we had Mike on the show the other day, very frustrated about this new deal being hammered out between the Republicans and the Democrats when it comes to a budget deal. He says you really can't tell the difference between the parties anymore. Well, what about the uniparty in this country? Is it inherently destructive? Joining us on our newsmaker line to talk more about that from American Greatness is Ed Ring. Ed, how are you? How damaging has this uniparty become to the United States of America and getting anything done?
Well, you know, the problem is they agree on some of the most fundamental issues that are affecting our future. And the two issues in particular are our de facto immigration policy and our, I guess we wouldn't call it de facto at all, our very deliberate energy policy and more generally our policies towards environmental protection and development. And in both cases, we're just doing the wrong thing. You know, we're... And the Uniparty, I mean, to answer your first question, is committed to apparently unlimited and unscreened immigration, and it's committed to pretty much squelching our practical energy economy in favor of renewables and so forth, and at the same time, really making it almost impossible to develop land or to build infrastructure. And the problem with this is if you have rapid immigration, which of course we're experiencing right now, and you don't have land development and you don't have energy and water infrastructure development, if you restrict all of that stuff for environmentalist reasons, then you're making everybody get by more and more people with the same amount of energy, the same amount of water, the same amount of transportation assets, the same amount of housing. You know, so this is an inherently destructive policy.
When did this uniparty start developing? Has it been around for a long, long time, Ed, or is it, you know, taking place over the last couple of decades?
You know, it's hard to answer that for certain because we have, despite all of the censorship that we're, you know, very aware of, it may be that our media was always sort of in the hands of elites, controls the media, controls the dialogue, and kind of controls the narrative. Nowadays, you know, despite all the censorship, you still have this internet, which is like a river, and it's just rolling over every censorship rock that they put up. And so we're able to get information that we couldn't get before, and we're able to generate broad public awareness of things that we didn't know before. So maybe there was always a uniparty and we just didn't know it. It was sort of a sham. But, you know, on the other hand, we do have things in recent decades with or without the internet and mass communication that have changed. You know, one of the things that has changed is everything's gone global.
Yeah.
And so the agenda of the businesses and the donors that support political parties aren't thinking about the American people first anymore. They're thinking about because their business interests and their investments are no longer dependent on necessarily on the success of the American people and the American economy. That's changed. And so, yeah. And the other thing that's changed, of course, is just the fundamental nature of immigration. And this is partially because of the internet, of course, but you know, people don't have to abandon their culture anymore when they come to the United States. They're not coming to the United States, you know, like my ancestors came as indentured servants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now you come and we're almost the indentured servants. You know, if you look at what's happening all over the country in all of these cities, we're giving up schools, we're giving up public space, we're giving up hotels. In some places, I find this hard to believe, but they're asking people to share their homes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's overburdening all of our public budgets to provide benefits to people that are flooding in. The other thing that's changed with respect to immigration is we're eliminating unskilled jobs. So, you know, if you cared about the most, the Americans that are struggling the most, people in low-income communities, who are doing unskilled jobs, they're competing now with immigrants who in their countries, that kind of work wouldn't pay them anything. And they come here and it's an incredible opportunity for them. That's great for them. But these are all things that have changed. We used to have to abandon our cultures. We used to have to assimilate. Yeah. We used to have to work. We didn't have benefits. So there's a lot of factors that have shifted in the last few years.
Yeah, the assimilation issue, I agree with you on that. I've always have raised concerns about that. Ed, you know, I'll run into people all the time, and I bet you do as well. I ask them, you know, we get talking politics, and they said, you know, I've given up on the Republican Party. They're just like the Democrats anymore. You run into Democrats. I've given up on the Democrats anymore because they're more and more like the Republican Party. Does the American voter have that same sense that there's really no difference between the parties anymore? It's all the elites, and all they do is want power and money.
Well, you know, they'll talk a little bit differently on some of these issues, you know, but they don't seem to do anything about it. Again, the Democrats and the Republicans, the donors that support these politicians, they want a global economy. They want America to more or less expand, but also sort of lose a lot of its historical identity.
Yeah.
And they want the cheap labor. And they also, and this is so kind of paradoxical, they want just more people. If you have more people, you have shortages. If you have all these environmental laws, you have shortages. And when you have shortages, people that own the companies that are manufacturing whatever these goods are, they make more profit. You know, and their real estate portfolios, when you have artificially constrained land development, everybody who has real estate portfolios gets better returns because the property appreciates because there's not enough development going on. And that's something that both parties, if they're aware of it at all, they're not doing a thing about it.
Ed Ring from American Greatness talking about the inherently destructive uniparty agenda. All right, more coming up on this Thursday evening edition of the Rod Arkent Show right here on Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.